A Marine supply sergeant doesn't usually see too much action, but when you're at Quezon, it's a different story. Just recently, a Marine supply sergeant at Quezon was recommended for two of our nation's highest awards for heroism in combat. 3rd Marine Division correspondent Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick talked to this young Marine, Sergeant Ronnie White Knight, while at Quezon.
Sergeant White Knight, what happened here at Quezon?
Oh, about 0500 Sunday morning, we started getting incoming rockets and mortars, and about the third round hit the ammo dump, hit the powder, and started to burn that blew the rest of the dump.
What did you do while they were returning the fire and you had all the incoming rounds?
Well, first off, they had an enemy mortar land in Gun 1's parapet wall. I went over there and took that out and threw it in another hole.
What, you say an enemy mortar, didn't it explode? Was it a dud?
No, it was a dud.
And you removed this? Did you have any engineers with you, or just by yourself?
Just by myself.
What did you do, just pick it up and carry it out?
Just picked it up, carried it out, and threw it in another hole.
Was it hot or anything?
Yes, it was. It was hot.
What else happened?
When the ammo dump was gone, it blew up the gas grenades and stuff over there, so people were out on the guns firing, and they all didn't have gas masks, so I had to go around and get gas masks and hand them out.
Well, in the meantime, were rounds still coming in?
Yes, they were. All enemy rounds and also our own rounds from the ammo dump blowing.
And the battery was still firing all this time?
Right.
Did you just pull out that one round? Was that the only dud you removed?
No, we went around the rest of the parapets and kept throwing duds into a hole behind FDC.
Approximately how many duds did you remove that night?
Somewhere around 75 to 100.
You said we. Who else are you referring to?
Lieutenant Everhart, which is our XO.
Whatever possessed you to do this? Whatever made you do it?
Oh, we just went out there and did it. Had to get them out of there or else they wouldn't be able to fire all the time.
What did you think? Did you have any thoughts going through your head at this time?
None really, except just get them out there so that they can fire back at them.
How about when the gas was going off and you were rounding up gas masks for the men who were firing the guns? Did you have one yourself?
No, I didn't.
Your eyes still look a little red, and this is almost a week and a half later. Did it hurt you?
No, not really. It was pretty bad, but then again, everybody goes through the gas chamber.
I understand you've been recommended for some awards, too. Is that right?
Yes, I have. Silver Star and a Bronze Star.
Thinking back on that right now, Sergeant White Knight, well, what do you think now about that action and your part in it, what you did?
Well, I'm glad I did it, but yet I think I was crazy. Well, you never can tell what might have happened if something had been done.
Do you think you'd do it again?
I think I would.
Sergeant White Knight's bravery was conspicuous. His attitude is typical of the Marines at Quezon. With that report was Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick. I'm Marine Sergeant Chris Harris, reporting for the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.